You're listening to Minnesota's radio station, News Radio 830 WCCO.
I was listening early this morning as Dave was talking about his connection. It was the very first thing he said when Dave got on the air this morning on WCCO, talking about his connection with Charlie Boone. And just like as so many people have, relating just what a great person, personality, and just a friend that Charlie had been to Dave when he first came to WCCO. I mean, before anything, they became fast friends and remained so through all of his time here at WCCO. And then in the years after, since Charlie retired, I want to say, I think it was 2010. It was just shortly after I came here. But I knew Charlie, too, from a little bit from outside of WCCO radio. Because there's still this connection of broadcasters in the community, people, even if you're not working at the same place. And as it so happened that Charlie had been a one-time Aquatennial Commodore. And I had an Aquatennial, a stint as Commodore for Minneapolis Aquatennial. So we had a lot of things in common there. But it was great fun to listen to. And growing up here, living here all my life, you know, I knew just how important Charlie, along with Roger Erickson, those guys were to this community. And Charlie Boone, very, very special. We lived over in the same neighborhood for many, many years over by Lake Nokomis. He was always a proud Twin Cityan, proud of where he lived. Charlie had a tradition, too, I believe. He was almost always, I'm pretty sure was always, the first person to formally interview, the new Queen of the Lakes candidate. It was a part of his regular Saturday morning show. After the coronation on Friday night, Charlie would be the first one to introduce the new Queen of the Lakes following the Minneapolis Aquatennial coronation. Just an all-around good guy. So what we thought we would do is, there's a pretty fun montage of Charlie Boone, some with Roger, some just featuring Charlie. We thought we had, since we've got this time here, we'd take a couple of moments and just share this now with you on WCCO. Charlie Boone.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning, good morning.
I first heard Charlie that fall of 59. Charlie beat me by a couple of months here at CCO Radio. And I heard this guy on Sunday morning. My gosh, he sounds good. Wow. I guess I don't dare come to work at that station if they're hiring people like that.
You never told me that.
That's true.
No, actually, I first heard Roger on the... because Roger had acted as an actor before you came to work here, or even as Bozo the Clown.
That's true, yeah.
And then first heard you when you came to work as a staffer, working nights, as everyone does here. And then we started to work in the afternoon together and kind of kibitzed on each other's shows, knowing that we both had a similar background in acting and liked to do accents and voices. We started our thing.
Hi, everybody. This is Herb Carneal and
Halsey Hall.
Hi, boys and girls.
My, it's good to be back at Northrop Auditorium.
Yes, here we are back in town at Northrop Auditorium for a broadcast of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, Herbie, that was a beautiful... That was a beautiful statement of the theme, Herbie.
Yes, it wasn't of the Halsey. It was really fortissimo. Back to Beethoven. Say, was that musical phrase as good as the first one, Halls?
Well, Herbie, the tact and releases were just a bit under top performance for the Minneapolis Symphony.
And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, Dr. Gil Whitney is in close consultation with Nurse Helen Trent at their new clinic in New Ulm, Minnesota. Oh, Helen. Helen.
Oh, Gil.
And now, Gunsmoke.
I'm Marshal Matt Dillon. Being a marshal makes a man lonely, and I'm a bit wary. I'm sitting in my office when my deputy Chester walks in.
Howdy, Mr. Dillon.
Howdy, Chester. Chester, I want to tell you right now that as marshal...
Mr. Dillon, you don't call yourself marshal anymore?
Oh, yeah, that's right. As U.S. Public Safety Coordinator...
Marshal is an antiquated term that connotes heavy-handed law enforcement.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Chester, as Public Safety Coordinator, I got it handed to you as my deputy.
Remember, I'm not a deputy.
Oh, yeah. I've got it handed to you as my criminal administrative assistant.
This is the city. I work here. I'm a cop. My name is Friday. It's Saturday morning, and my partner Frank and I are listening to the Boone and Erickson show when the chief calls us into his office. Oh, Frank, you know, Frank, I've worked with you for 34 years now, and I don't believe I've ever heard your last name.
That's right, Joe.
Well, what is it?
What's what?
Your last name.
What about it?
Your last name.
That's right.
What's right?
My last name.
What about it?
Right.
Oh, I see. Your last name is right.
No. That's my sister's married name.
But your name?
What about it?
Frank, you're a numbskull.
No, my mother was a numbskull until she got married. Then she took on Dad's name.
I don't like rocking a bit. Say, I was going to ask you, did you drive at the president's recommended speed limit of 50 miles an hour?
No, sir, you'll never get me to drive that fast.
I don't know why they're all talking about the gas shortage today. My goodness, I ran out of gas 10 years ago.
President Reagan, welcome to our CCO land area.
Well, I came from this great Midwest area, as you know.
Yes, I do.
In fact, I worked at WHO.
WHO? You were in a rock group.
No, WHO, that's WHO, a radio station in Des Moines.
I see. WHO is the radio?
But I left.
Why?
No, WHY is in Waterloo. I'm talking about WHO.
WHO is in Des Moines?
No, WHY is in Waterloo.
Well, then what
No, what is in Cedar Rapids, WHAT, what?
No, I mean, what made you leave and when?
No, when is in Dubuque.
This is Sid the Musical.
Oh, Night Ritter.
That old Night Ritter.
He must know something,
but don't say nothing.
They just keep rolling. They keep on rolling along.
Go to press, digging out news, adding to stress.
Tell that team, must not fail. Try to find a player who's not in jail.
Sid the Musical. You know the rest of the story. Sid becomes a radio star.
Sydney once and Sydney twice. And Sydney once again.
And now it's time for our next question. Dear Mr. Agony, 10 years ago, I sent my husband out for a loaf of bread, and he hasn't returned since. What shall I do?
Dear madam, don't wait any longer. Send out for another loaf of bread.
Say, I hear you got a job as a piano mover.
Yeah, they said I couldn't carry a tune.
Oh, I've had some rather bad news today. My wife is sinking fast.
Oh, she's ill?
Oh, no, there's a leak in the water mattress.
Hey, what's this I hear about you being engaged to a girl who has a twin?
Yeah.
How do you possibly tell them apart?
Oh, shucks, why bother to do that?
Say, waiter. Waiter.
Yes, yes.
Do you have the kind of pie that Mother used to make?
You bet we do.
Oh. Could I have some cake, please?
It's now 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. CCO temperature is 8 above. Winds have picked up. They're southeast at 17. Wind chill is about minus 22 right now. So stay out of that wind. Say, New Richland Heartland schools closed today. New Richland Heartland schools closed today. Also, Zumbrota, Minnesota closed. St. Clair, Minnesota. And Benilde and St. Louis Park. And these others are because of the storm, but at Bonilla they have a broken water main.
Fire and Home News Time brought to you by Chevrolet, and it's 20 minutes to 7. August, how are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. I was just reading the hometown paper.
Oh, you got the paper?
Thursday, you know, it comes out there.
Oh, yes, you got it on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
No?
It says here that the ladies of the Helping Hand Society enjoyed a swap
social
last Friday.
Hmm.
Everybody brought something they didn't need. Many of the ladies brought their husbands.
Earlier in the program, you'll recall, Cinderella had just returned from the ball at the Lord Mayor of Dublin's place. And that's where she had met the Lord Mayor's rich, handsome son, who soon was to be the new Lord Mayor of Dublin. As she left the ball, one of her emerald slippers had fallen off. And we heard the son say,
"Why, that lovely girl lost one of her emerald slippers. Hmm, maybe I'll keep it and use it as a flower vase."
No, that's not what he said.
No. Oh,
no,
I know. "I'll look throughout the beautiful Irish countryside, and I'll find out whose foot fits this shoe.
That's...
Or, and I'll do it if I have to search the countryside foot by foot."
A little bit of a montage from Charlie Boone. We learned that he passed away yesterday at the age of 88. And again, if you were listening early this morning, you heard Dave League talking about him. Just what a great guy he was. I mean, besides being a really, really talented broadcaster, he was just a good guy, which is what I think so many of us would like to have somebody be able to say one day. Yeah, he was a good guy. Charlie, as you recall, followed Roger Erickson's program each day. It was Boone in the afternoon. And then in 1961, the morning show began. It would run for some 37 years. And that's where so much of their nonsense and so much of their good humor, their snappy repartee, became just very, very well known. You read more about it, too, at WCCO.com. And follow up there. A great source to go. So, again, Charlie Boone passing away yesterday at the age of 88. It is 24 minutes after 9 o'clock here, WCCO.
Good morning, good morning. It's Red Beyond, and good morning, good morning. Good morning.